We have questions about Notre Dame football recruiting. We call upon Carter Carls, the Fighting Irish football recruiting insider for the South Bend Tribune. He brings us our IndyInsider.com recruiting update on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT with Sean Stiers. I'm Darren Pritchett. Carter, good to be with you. How was your first college football weekend?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful to have college football back. If I was an emotional man, I would bring a tear to my eye. But I'm not an emotional man, so it didn't. But it might as well have, because it was great.
Well, as you were watching the Fighting Irish, I'm sure you were watching closely some of the members of the 2020 recruiting class that you talked to and followed and wrote about over the last year. Were there a couple of guys that stood out from that game?
Yeah, it was interesting. It feels like a lot of the guys that we've been talking about on this segment for well over a year now, this was finally their chance to show what they were made of and see if this Carter guy was full of nonsense. And it felt validating to see a guy like Michael Mayer really flash. I mean, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago I was going on here and proclaiming him as the best tight end on the roster. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that may have seemed like a hot take, but I think after seeing game one, I mean, the guy is just dynamic with the ball in his hands. And like Ian Book said, he does not go down on first contact. He can really break tackles and make plays. Chris Tyree, there were times he looked electric. The opening kickoff that he took back, that 20 to 30-yard run he had late in the game, had some issues in pass protection, but for the most part, he definitely popped. And then you think of guys from the 2019 class, like Kyron Williams and Isaiah Foskey. Those guys popped as well. I think the one guy that I was extremely high on, and I'm still high on, that we're waiting to kind of see what he's made of, is Jordan Johnson from the 2020 class. In talking to Brian Kelly this week, he kind of told the media that issue, he had some things off the field to kind of work through, some traits. He was traded, as I like to say. I think Johnson's time will come soon. And, you know, it just shows the last two classes, Notre Dame's done a pretty good job after struggling with the skill positions. Now they've started to build off something these last couple classes.
Anything on the other side that maybe stood out to you from a recruiting perspective, you know, kind of, I guess, in a negative sense?
Yeah, I think they still have work to do at wide receiver. I think they've done an excellent job developing talent and getting the big body guys. Think of someone like Chase Claypool or Miles Boykin, guys that are big targets that can catch passes in traffic and make plays on third down. But what they've been missing is that Rocket Ishmael type receiver, that Will Fuller type receiver. They didn't have a lot of guys out there that were creating separation and really keeping mm-hmm. the defense honest. And then when they had three of their top wide receivers go down, Ben Skoranek, Braden Lindsey, Kevin Austin, just the depth didn't seem to be there. You know, they're bringing in guys. Now, Joe Wilkins certainly popped. We'll see how long that's sustained. But, you know, you look at last game, and it's three wide receivers made a catch. And a wide receiver didn't make a catch in the game until 50 seconds remained in the second quarter. So, I mean, I thought it was pretty telling about wide receiver. They need more variance. They've got these big-bodied guys, but they need more variance, and they need the elite speed. More Braden Lindsey types on that team. And then they need a depth. They need to have it where if their top wide receiver goes down, it's not a disaster. And you know, they lost quite a few guys from last year's team, but, you know, that happens every year with the top programs, Alabama, Clemson, LSU, and those teams are able to reload. So I think the next step for Notre Dame is to get in that position to where if they lose a top guy, they're not as much in trouble.
Carter Carls, Fighting Irish football recruiting insider for the South Bend Tribune, joining us on WSBT Radio. 11 months ago, Lorenzo Styles Jr., a wide receiver from Ohio, verbally committed to the Fighting Irish. So as you've watched his game over that time, what interests you about Lorenzo Styles Jr.?
There is a lot to like in Lorenzo Styles out of Ohio. I would say the big thing to look for is his speed and his just playmaking ability. I just talked about how Notre Dame is really in need of that game-breaking receiver that can really blow past the defense. I think Lorenzo Styles might be that type of receiver. He ran a 4.43 in a Notre Dame recruiting camp two summers ago, and he plays both sides of the ball extremely well. When it's all said and done, he might be a cornerback at Notre Dame with how talented he's shown to be at that position. But you look at a guy like Clarence Lewis, who has really exceeded expectations out of the 2020 class and is listed kind of as the backup, but was expected to be a part of the rotation at cornerback. What made him so special was what he was able to do on both sides of the ball. That really gave me the confidence that he'd be such a fluid athlete that could hang with some of the top receivers. And Lorenzo Styles, I think it's similar, where because he has shown that he's a good tackler, that he can keep up with receivers and play both ways, no matter what position he plays, he's going to have the athleticism. He's going to have the short area quickness. He's going to have that explosiveness to thrive at that position. And I think we just talked about how wide receiver kind of being the position of need, something that Notre Dame needs to stockpile every single year. Lorenzo Styles, you're looking at a top 150 overall player in this class, a four-star caliber player, and I expect him to do well at Notre Dame.
There's another receiver, Deion Colsey from Athens, Georgia, and he's got Notre Dame plus a who's who of the SEC, I think, after him at this point. Where are the Irish with him right now?
Deion Colsey last week announced that he will be committing on September 28th. And if you remember, he decommitted from Notre Dame on March 20th of this year. And I've done some digging, and I am extremely confident at this point that he will be recommitting to Notre Dame on September 28th, which would be a massive catch for Notre Dame. He's a four-star wide receiver, top 100 overall player in the class, big-bodied guy, 6'4", 205 pounds out of the state of Georgia. The difference with Notre Dame, I think a big part of this was the pandemic. This was an example of how the pandemic benefited Notre Dame. A lot of times it's hurt Notre Dame, but in this case it has helped them. And the way it helped them was they did a really good job of recruiting Deion Colsey early under offensive coordinator Chip Long. He had been to campus multiple times. He had a great relationship with Chip Long. But then Chip Long parted ways with Notre Dame in December, and Notre Dame didn't really pursue him hard. He was already committed. I think there was some confusion. They just weren't really in his ear as much. And then Deion started to think, well, I also kind of want to stay closer to home. And so when he decommitted, really the top school at that time for him was Georgia, because that's right in his backyard. They had been recruiting him hard. He was very close with the coaching staff. But since then, he has been able to have some more clarity on the situation. When he decommitted from Notre Dame in March, all these schools started swarming him. He was getting offers from Oregon, Michigan, all these big schools. But he wasn't able to visit anywhere. And so at the end of the day, he had to kind of assess, okay, what's the school that's the best for me? What's the school that is most familiar to me? With Georgia, I think the issue with him was they're stockpiled at wide receiver. They've got three wide receivers committed in this class. He's not really probably going to be able to see the field early if he goes there. Whereas at Notre Dame, he could see the field in year one, year two if he goes there. plans to enroll early. And so I just think Notre Dame became more intriguing as time came on. They never really gave up on him. They started recruiting him harder and figured that out. And his mom is also a huge Notre Dame fan as well. So she has been pushing for him to come there. So a lot of reasons that go into it, but I think the pandemic was a big reason why, and a unique case where it helped Notre Dame.
Carter, let's stick with the wide receiver position. Jaden Thomas, someone Notre Dame is very interested in. Do the Irish have a chance to pick him up, and does Colsey's decision affect him at all?
I do not see Colsey's decision affecting him, and I see him making his decision next month. And I think it will go Colsey, Thomas, back-to-back commitments, which would be huge for Notre Dame. You're talking about having Lorenzo Styles, Jaden Thomas, Deion Colsey and Jordan Johnson and Xavier Watts in back-to-back classes. You know, that is a huge catch for Notre Dame in turning around this wide receiving core and bringing more playmakers to that group. Jaden Thomas is an interesting talent. He's 6'2", 205, also out of Georgia. He may also play baseball at the next level. He's a pretty talented center fielder. He's got offers from Michigan, Arkansas, Georgia Tech, among others. So Notre Dame has not totally expressed interest in him yet as a baseball program, but that's not going to be non-negotiable for him. He loves Notre Dame. He went there last year for the Virginia Tech game. He's got a lot of connections to university, and he told me the name university that was most like his high school, Pace Academy, was Notre Dame. And so I fully expect him to commit to Notre Dame along with Deion Colsey, and that'll give them three receivers this class that are four-star caliber.
Well, since we're on the subject of wide receivers, we might as well do anything new with another receiver, Dante Thornton Jr.?
Well, for all the receivers we've talked about, there is none that is more talented than Dante Thornton out of Baltimore. This guy is outrageously good. He's 6'5", 205. I mean, think of a Julio Jones type receiver. That is what this guy is. He is beyond great. Runs a 4.44 at 6'5", 205. He'll probably put on 10 at 4. And probably get even faster than that. I just think he has got all the tools. And Notre Dame has made him a top priority since last September. And the unfortunate reality for Notre Dame is they're not the leader for him right now. It's Oregon. Oregon has kind of emerged as the overwhelming favorite. But I think what has helped Notre Dame is his delayed timeline. He does not expect to make a decision or announce a decision until January. That kind of gives Notre Dame some time to make way with him and go up there with him. And so we'll see. I mean, he could obviously cut his commitment short sooner. He could, you know, the All-American Bowl, which is where he plans to announce his commitment, that could get canceled. That might change his decision. Who knows? But if Notre Dame is able to sign the three guys I mentioned plus Dante Thornton, you might be talking about the best wide receiver class under Brian Kelly. And would certainly be a great turnaround for a group that has struggled recruiting-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And a two-year turnaround when you include Jordan Johnson and Xavier Watts.
Carter, what about just the 2021 class? What do you believe will be the focus of the coaching staff?
Yeah, wide receiver is a big one just because they only have one committed right now. And I think safety is another one as well. They've got Justin Walters committed to the class, but they're also looking at a couple other guys. Titus Mokiau, Atemalala out of Hawaii will be a top priority target. Also, we've talked about linebacker Hanukia out of Hawaii. He'll be a top target. Then at cornerback, an interesting development this week, they offered a scholarship to Theron Johnson, who is verbally committed to Northwestern. He's kind of a local guy out of Indianapolis, so we'll see. I think he has the potential to flip to Notre Dame. Mike Mickens, three of the four cornerbacks he had offered committed to Notre Dame. I think he goes 4 for 5, and Darren Johnson flips to Notre Dame. I think they've got room for a few more cornerbacks or a few more defensive backs, a few more receivers, and then you'll probably see them add Kanukia if they can, and maybe someone else. But I think it's such a fluid situation with the scholarships right now and all the new NCAA rules as it relates to eligibility. So I think that's going to be interesting and worth monitoring as we get more information about that.
Carter, what about stories you're working on for upcoming editions of the South Bend Tribune or at IndyInsider.com?
Yeah, so yesterday I had a story on Nick Cloud and his relationship with Jeff Burris, the former Notre Dame safety who is an All-American, and also a story coming tomorrow about wide receiver recruiting and just kind of going a little bit more in depth about those three cornerbacks that I, or those three wide receivers that I mentioned, including Dante Thornton.
He is Carter Carles, the Fighting Irish Football Recruiting Insider for the South Bend Tribune. He has our IndyInsider.com recruiting update. Carter, great job as always. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That's Carter Carles from the South Bend Tribune joining us on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.